This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to the heroes of the Kargil War on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas in Dras today. Addressing the gathering, he said that this great land of Ladakh is witnessing the 25th anniversary of Kargil Vijay Divas. Criticizing Pakistan over the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir, PM Modi said Pakistan had failed in all its nefarious attempts in the past but was trying to keep itself relevant with the help of terrorism and proxy war. Lauding the reforms in the defense sector, Prime Minister said India's defense production has crossed 1.5 lakh crore. He added that India is making its mark as an arms exporter as well as country to its past image of a country that was counted as an arms importing one. Prime Minister Narendra Modi carried out the first blast at the Sinkhunla Tunnel project in Ladakh virtually. The Sinkhunla Tunnel project consists of 4.1 kilometer long twin tube tunnel which will be constructed at an altitude of 15,800 feet on the Nimu Padum Darcha road to provide all-weather connectivity to Leh. Underlining the developments taking place in Ladakh, the Prime Minister said, through Sinkhunla Tunnel, the Union Territory will remain connected with the whole country throughout the year, in every season. He said this tunnel will open doors of new possibilities for the development and the better future of Ladakh. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed gratitude and paid tribute to the armed forces on Kargil Vijay Divas. In a social media post, President Murmu acknowledged the extraordinary valor of Indian armed forces. She remembered and honored who made the supreme sacrifice while protecting Mother India on the peaks of Kargil in 1999. Information and Broadcasting Minister Aswani Vaishnaw said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India is becoming self-reliant in the defense sector. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said, in the last 10 years, 70% of defense equipment has been produced in India. He said the country is exporting the defense equipment to 80 countries and it has exported defense worth about 25,000 crore rupees. BJP MPs from Karnataka today protested in the parliament complex and demanded the resignation of Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah over alleged Mysuru Urban Development Authority alleged scheme. Mr. Joshi alleged that the Chief Minister is directly involved in the scheme and the matter should be handed over to the CBI. India's first integrated agri-export facility will come up at Jawaharlal Nehru Port in Mumbai to bolster the country's agricultural export and import capabilities. Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal has approved the project of development of export-import-cum-domestic agricultural commodity-based processing and storage facility on public-private partnership mode worth over 284 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Sankar has said that the political, economic and security cooperation with ASEAN is of the utmost priority. Addressing the opening session of the ASEAN-India Foreign Ministers meeting in Vientiane today, Dr. J. Sankar said ASEAN is the cornerstone of India's Act East policy and a vision for Indo-Pacific during the meeting. Dr. S. J. Sankar also spoke about the situation in Myanmar, keeping the sea lines of communication open and free, Quad's outlook on ASEAN and the conflict in Gaza. U.S. Senator Marco Rubio introduced a bill in American Congress today that aims to strengthen the U.S.-India partnership and counter the growing influence of China in the Indo-Pacific region. This is for the first time such an India-centric bill has been introduced in the U.S. Congress. The bill proposes to treat India on par with the allies like the Japan, Israel, Korea, and NATO. Among other things, the bill would set a statement of policy that the U.S. will support India in its response to growing threats to its territorial integrity, provide the necessary security assistance to India, and cooperate with India with respect to defense, civil space, technology, medicine, and economic investments. India traced Bangladesh by 10 wickets at the Rangiri Dambula International Stadium in Dambula to enter their ninth Women's Asia Cup final. Pace Renuka Thakur jolted Bangladesh with an early burst of three power play wickets as India restricted the opposition to 80-8 in 20 overs of the first semi-final. Renuka operated through the straight four-over spell, finishing with four wickets before Radha Yadav snapped up three wickets. In the chase, Smriti Mandhana and Safali Verma entered to the target inside 11 overs, with the former leading the way with the well-crafted half-century. Skipper Sultana had waged lone battle for Bangladesh as regular wickets paged back her side after she had won the toss and opted to bat first against Harmanpreet Kaur's side. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.